All right, I'm going to begin revisiting Jacob Beaumont and 40 Questions of the Soul, especially the first question, which is focused on this image. Okay. I recreated the image probably back in 2021, 2022. All right. And if anyone is interested in their own Jacob Boma, Eye of Eternity or Eye of God, CosmicRepository.store. I have about four framed. These are original prints that I created. All right. Used Adobe Illustrator. Here's a good view. Spent a lot of time trying to make it very readable, and it's just much more appreciated when you can see the black and white version when we have this yellow version. Of course, I didn't want to use black and white, so that's why I chose yellow, gold, yellow, orange. So this is available, and I had the nudge from within to revisit Jacob Boehme lately. Been reading a lot of Right Use of Will, which personifies a lot of the creation of the cosmos, along with universal principles and makes the model a lot easier to understand with the Right Use of Will models. Okay, this is book two, Original Cause. Even though we're focused on Jacob Boma, I do plan on reading a little section out of Original Cause because the message is the same, just said differently. That's all. And as I've journeyed through a lot of these books, especially the more dense and difficult ones from many centuries ago, this one, Jacob Boehme, 40 Questions of Soul, was wrote around the year 1610, maybe late 1500s, maybe even 1620. And that could have been his death or when he passed on. He's actually here right now. He's with us whenever we desire for his essence that was here on earth to be with us. But today I will read page one. Hang on. I'll share my screen. This is good. Good review and practice for myself. I've read this book. I've lost count. And each time I revisit the text, of course, another layer is revealed, deeper meanings, deeper understandings, which will allow my own spiritual growth and expansion of consciousness to evolve as it will in this lifetime. Okay, page one. What preceded the soul originally at the beginning of the world? We have both in our second and third book sufficiently laid open the mysteries of the soul, According to the three principles of the divine essence, where also we have set down by many circumstances the eternal center of the eternal nature, and also the ternary of the divine essence, and moreover, what eternity had ever been, and how the beginning of the creation was brought forth, and what an angel and what a soul is. Also, we have laid open the heavy fall of Lucifer, and moreover, both the mothers which have so brought it forth, the one procreating the heavenly essentiality, and the other the hellish, where also we have written of light and darkness. Okay, I'm only reading one page today because that is a lot to actually review, and to allow it to resonate, I will talk about some of Jacob Boehme's books. I have these five, along with 40 Questions of the Soul, of course, so that means six. I may even have a few more, but I do know I have these five, which are available on Amazon. When Jacob Boehme mentioned in the reading that he has already described within the other books, the three principles of divine essence, we'll talk about that on the next slide. He's basically just truncating and preparing the reader for answering this question and to go back within his other books to, of course, review the text or before moving on, maybe revisit some of the older books because this question is out of the 40 questions within this book is the most profound. But I have created some notes where Jacob Boehme said the three principles of the divine essence and also the ternary of the divine essence. Same thing, threefold self-manifestation of God. There's the first principle, which is severity, desire, wrath, hidden power, the fire principle, the light principle, love, illumination, joy. And then there's the spirit principle, which is manifestation, movement, and creation. We are spirit in a human body. Okay, so we actually embody all three principles. And we're playing out the spirit principle in our human form. Jacob describes these principles as corresponding to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We'll see this in the Eye of Eternity when I show a larger image of it. So the fire principle would be the left side of the image. You can see in the top left-hand corner, so it's the orange section. The fire principle is the dark ground of divine energy. The light principle is on the right side, which transforms wrath into love. Heart is in the center for balance on the cross. Also, the outer expression in creation and spirit is the spirit principle. Okay, that's where the two become outwardly expressed together. All right. Lucifer was mentioned on this first page, along with Aim and Ima. Before I talk about Lucifer, Aim and Ima, there is what the Kabbalah considers Dark Mother and Bright Mother. Aim is the dark mother, the first matter, the primal matter. And then there's Ima, which is the Bright Mother, and that's where we could use the principles of Jacob Boehme. Go back a slide. And know that the Bright Mother gives birth to the spirit principle, the outer manifestation, movement, and creation. But the light principle has to work with the fire principle. The fire principle has to work with the light principle in order to create the spirit principle, the outwardly expression. Okay. And again, the Divine Father, Divine Mother, we'll get into that later. Now, this is what I wanted to focus on before we go to page two, is who, what is Lucifer? Laid upon the heavy fall of Lucifer. This is the first time Lucifer is mentioned in this book. It's only the first question. He's mentioned throughout the rest of the book. But let's break down this sentence or this statement of Lucifer. So, Lucifer, the inner spiritual cause of rebellion and ruin. Essentially, that just means instead of coexisting in with the unity, the oneness of love, Lucifer decided to go within, or we could say move outwardly out of God's love, just for our mind to kind of play with duality and be more self-centered and have his own rule and use his own power and to become his own God. So fall can be considered self-will, pride, desire to dominate, the turn away from divine harmony to rule through his own power. So Lucifer fell. We could say the fall, Lucifer fell into the darkness with his light and was going to create his own kingdom, his own heaven. So Lucifer, which is an aspect of God, was a glorious angel who turned inward toward his own fiery nature instead of remaining in God's love and meekness. Okay, the heavy fall, a tragic spiritual collapse from divine light into wrath, pride, and separation from God. So Lucifer fell into the Dark Mother, Ein, okay, dropped to a degree. I'm using direction because of our mind, our human mind, the way it works, to where so we're like diving deep into the ocean and was going to and plant has a desire and intent to create his own kingdom. Now, and here's a better image where we can see if so God can be considered this entire circle, all right? And we spirit essence and spirit in human form, we can explore both sides within ourselves, the darkness and the light, where our heart is the balance. So really, we could say God has divine balance and allows us to go within and learn that we also are essence of God. But we have to work on our own insides. If we go back to the principle, if we go through our heart, which is the balance of we can just say the light principle, love, illumination, and joy, then our outer manifestation is going to reflect more on the right side. But if we have more towards the opposite of love, fear, hate, then we're going to be manifesting on the left side. Now, all is love, okay? But We get to play around with the energy and our essence in order to apply that third principle, the spirit principle. Now, going back to Lucifer, see. I'm going to read a little bit out of. Let me stop my share. Out of Original Cause, the second book of the Right Use of Will series, there's a short description of the appearance of Lucifer. Now, this is energy personified through source. It seemed perfect to us, capital U, which would be spirit and will. We could say father, divine mother. It seemed perfect to us that they had emerged just as we were going forth. They Spirits referring to the ancient ones and archangels. We felt like they could help us. We had some guilt about it, but we gave them permission to come with us if they wanted to, even though we still did not want the ancient ones to come along. Now, the ancient ones are older than the archangels. And they came out very fiery and out of control, fighting. And we had just settled into our mode of travel, which was flying in groups of four. The four. Oh, let me keep reading. When we were all startled to see an incredible bright light coming toward us from out in space. We had a mixed response of joy that there was someone else out there who had found us now, and fear that this light might be bigger and brighter than us and take our position away from us. We turned toward him as he flew toward us. He grew bigger and bigger until he loomed over us. Lucifer is the name by which he came to be known. But then he was only a light in the heavens of the greatest brilliance that we had ever seen. He was so bright that it was painful to look at him, but we denied this pain. He introduced himself as another archangel. Who had gone to take a look around before coming to us? We did not feel that he fit in with the rest, but we did not feel we should say that, and we did not see where else he fit in either. The mother suggested to me that he might be an ancient one, Excuse me. The mother suggested to me that he might be an ancient one that had been out looking around longer than he thought. She said this because she liked Lucifer even less than she liked them. I didn't think so because he was not like the ancient ones in form. His brilliance was overwhelming to me, and I wondered where he could have came from and who he was. He did not feel loving, but I gave him access to us anyhow, because I was reluctant to judge him so quickly. I was beset with a secret horror that my desire to create was already not working out the way I wanted it to. I wanted to be able to love what manifested from me. I was not alone in my feelings. The mother hated him already, and he hated her. We did not realize then what was happening to us, but we allowed guilt to make us pretend to like him when we should have not have even allowed him to hang around. He, in turn, pretended to like us because he felt he could not have power over anyone if there was no one else around, and he wanted to be God in my place. Hatred was manifested then. When Lucifer finished studying us, he moved to the place he claimed was his point of emergence. It was at the head of the order of the great archangels. He challenged us to go forth and leave him to be God while we were gone. I had grave reservations about this at the time, which I ignored in favor of giving him a chance. I told myself that I was also leaving enough of myself behind that he would be no problem. So the first appearance of the energy of what we call Lucifer, very big, bright, bright with loveless light. Okay? There's a difference between what the Creator Spirit calls His light, which is my loving light. Capital M, capital L, capital L, my loving light. Whereas loveless light in the personification of Lucifer is lowercase L, two L's. Loveless light. So that drives home the point that on the outside, if we have any type of self-centered, self-will, denials, judgments, when it comes to manifesting with the three principles that Jacob Boehme talks about, then the loveless light is going to reflect back to us and show what is within us, our self-will. I actually like the saying that I will borrow from Alcoholics Anonymous. We who were considered alcoholics and could not quit drinking, we were self-will run riot, just out of control, bulldozing and causing destruction. Destroying everything around us in order to keep our own self-will and just very self-centered. So we can consider and just fill in the blank. It doesn't have to be alcoholics, but a lot of us have to experience self-will run riot in order to feel the pain, the wrath, and then realize we don't want to go in that direction anymore and go more towards what we would consider loving light. Capital L's, not lowercase L's. Going back to Lucifer, yeah, the mother, the will, okay, she expressed immediately that she hated Lucifer, which reflected back to her from Lucifer, who plays the role of hate. Okay, it actually says here hatred was manifested. Lucifer plays that role. And that's how we get to explore the role of hatred through expression. When we hate, we're actually hating ourselves, and it's going to be reflected back. Okay, we're going to attract other aspects or essences that will come into our life in order for us to eventually beat ourselves down enough in order to surrender and choose differently and reclaim the lost will, because that's lost will play the role of reflecting back the light that we're attempting to express. So guilt itself doesn't have consciousness. There are aspects of us that are fractals. Okay, we're all fractals of God, and we can be considered lost will, but we create our own lost will, which are being played out in other people and reflected back. And so that's why it's important to, again, go back to know thyself and choose differently when it comes to a lot of the pain that we bring upon ourselves. But again, we experience pain, which our greatest teacher, in order to choose differently and to choose love. But I'm going to stop for today. I didn't want to have a long recording, and then we'll continue on with Jacob Boehme. Now we have an introduction of Lucifer and the three principles that Jacob Boehme speaks of in question one of 40 Questions of the Soul. And the first question was, what preceded the soul originally at the beginning of the world? We'll continue on with that in the next video.